dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. And, of course, it's time for You Big Dummy. True stories of true dummies doing dumb stuff, and then we vote to see who the biggest dummy is. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. An Ohio man who said he was broke and couldn't pay a court fine was then found to have $4,000 in his pocket. The Columbus Dispatch reports that the 36-year-old Lawrence Knox swore he was penniless in an October 5th hearing after pleading guilty to a drug charge. Deputies taking him to be processed for his six-year prison sentence then found that he had $4,060 on him. When the judge learned that, he gave Knox the maximum fine of $20,000 plus court costs. About half the discovered cash was ordered to go to Knox's attorney, who had not been paid. The rest was applied towards his fine.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy two. Dummy number two, this story was sent to us by listener Courtney. Thank you, Courtney. A man has been arrested after stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas over nine years. The man, who worked for a juvenile prison cafeteria in South Texas, was arrested after authorities got a warrant and found packages of the Tex-Mex food in his refrigerator. Investigators subsequently checked vendor invoices and determined that he would intercept food deliveries bought by the county for the juveniles and then deliver them to his own customers. The scheme imploded when he missed work one day and a delivery driver showed up with 800 pounds of fajitas. And the prison doesn't serve fajitas. The man was charged with felony theft charges.
Oh, man. For every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A 7-Eleven patron who shouted, "The customer is always right," while throwing a sandwich and hot cheese at a store clerk has been arrested. The incident occurred at 1:50 a.m. when Stephanie L. Hicks, 31, walked into the... By the way, I saw this woman's mugshot. Dan, have you seen this woman's mugshot?
Yeah.
walked into the 7-Eleven store, purchased a sandwich and a cup full of hot nacho cheese. While in the store, the clerk asked Hicks not to open the hot cheese dispenser. Hicks told officers she didn't like the employee's attitude. When Hicks walked up to pay for her items, the 7-Eleven clerk denied her service. Hicks then threw the sandwich and a cup of hot cheese across the counter. She was arrested and transported to Brevard County Jail, where she was charged with battery.
But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Boy, assault by hot cheese. Hot nacho cheese. That's pretty cool. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four. A Missouri car thief may have left behind an important clue, his wallet. Taylor Buttree said she finished working a 12-hour shift at Mercy Hospital in Springfield and came out to the parking lot to discover her Toyota Camry was missing. Police later found the car abandoned, but the car thief apparently made off with Buttree's laptop computer, her 38 Smith & Wesson revolver with a pink handle and a pair of stethoscopes. Buttree said the thief left behind items including fast food receipts and snack foods. She said the interior smelled like cigarette smoke. The thief also left another potentially important clue, a wallet containing a driver's license and other documents. The officers determined the man no longer lived at the address listed on the license, but with a picture, there's now hope that they can arrest him soon.
Has something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Five! This story was sent to us by listener Karen. Thank you, Karen. Yeah. A wanted suspect tried to outrun an officer only to find the policeman was a long distance runner. The Moses Lake police officer said he spotted the man, 34, walking on Central Drive and recognized him as having felony warrants. The criminal then made the poor tactical decision to flee on foot, MLPD wrote in a press release. He clearly underestimated the fitness of the officer, who is one of those people who actually enjoys running really long distances and does it regularly. Officials said the suspect tried to resist arrest, but a driver, Juan Pineda, from Moses Lake Towing, pulled over to help, and they were able to take him into custody. Officers said they found more than 40 grams of marijuana as well as paraphernalia with heroin residue and a smoking device in his backpack. To preemptively address the inevitable comments, we do realize marijuana is a naturally occurring plant and is mostly legal in the state. However, state law still says it's illegal to possess more than 40 grams, and we enforce the state law, MLPD wrote in a release. And heroin is just icky. That's what they wrote in the release. Heroin is just icky. MLPD finished their statement with a hashtag. Hashtag don't run from skinny cops.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
All right. We'll vote after the news. That's pretty fan. This is tough, man. This is a tough one. Lots of dummies. Wow. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, and then we will vote on the biggest dummies. And we got the Straight Out of Context Nick D Show Spies coming up as well, right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, with the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Friday. That means all the regular features, Fly Jams Friday, will be coming up, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. And we just read the stories for you, Big Dummy, and now we have to vote. Vic's busy in the newsroom. He won't be voting, so let's recap. First of all, we got the dummy who said he was broke, but he had four grand on him. We had the dummy who stole $1.2 million in fajitas. The dummy who threw a sandwich and hot cheese at a clerk while shouting, "The customer is always right." The dummy who left his wallet in the car that he stole. The dummy who tried to outrun a cop who was a long-distance runner. Solid, solid week. Solid week. Okay, Dan, who are you going to give the title to?
I do usually love when the cops get sarcastic with the thing, but... The fact that they didn't serve fajitas,
I know.
And makes me think, like, well, if you had just, I mean, obviously, if he made $1.2 million or whatever, he had a hot fajita business.
Yeah.
You just figure, like, well, why don't I just serve tacos? And if they all serve tacos, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's a way around that. So I'm going dummy number two.
You're going dummy number two with the $1.2 million in fajitas. All right. Esmeralda?
I have to go with the lady who threw the cheese at that guy.
Is the detail the customer is always right? Is that what puts it over?
It kind of reminded me, but this is bad because it's an awful story. But of the one that kid who threw a sandwich,
YOLO.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
just something stupid.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. All right. It's tough because I think, you know, the dummy who tried to outrun the cop, the statement out of that from that police department is fantastic. Don't run, hashtag don't run from skinny cops. Come on. But I gotta go with Dan on this one, man. The detail is, Dan, and you pointed out that the place didn't serve fajitas. And fajitas, obviously, it's Texas, so fajitas are going to be very popular. So, there you go. The dummy who's one, and that's a staggering amount of money too. You know what I mean? $1.2 million worth of fajitas.
And was it? You said chicken, right?
I don't think it's specified.
No, I don't think they specified.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, because that would be even cheaper.
Yeah.
Versus steak.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. All right. So there you go. People are dumb. And we prove it every week. And we'll do it again next week. Okay? And if you want to read the story, please find a link and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. Now we got to get dirty. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
There it is. Straight out of context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan.
Kathy in Antioch heard this one of you.
I'm up. Oh, come on. Come on. All right.
Eric submitted this one of Steve Cochran.
I think it takes a real man to admit that he's that soft.
Oh, man. All right.
Eric also emailed this one of Wendy Snyder.
I believe it's hard.
All right.
Trevor from Antioch sent in this one of you and Esmeralda.
We were filthy this week, Esmeralda. What? Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. All right. That's from last Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Harold heard this one of me. Doing it in front of a live audience.
That's pretty good. Good ears, Harold. Mm-hmm. All right.
Aaron submitted this one of John Williams.
Thought I'd play with them tomorrow rather than play with you guys here.
Mm. Okay.
Chris emailed this one of Dave Ennett.
Because they've had some balls in their hands.
I love it when Dave's on out of context. It just makes me laugh. Okay.
Paul sent in this one of you.
What if you're pantsless? What was I talking about?
It was superstitions. You don't want things to fall out of your pocket.
Oh, right. Yeah. And you were fascinated by the fact that I went straight to pantsless.
Right, instead of, not having things in your pocket.
Right.
Margaret from the North Side heard this one of John Williams.
Merkel's boner.
What? I heard Esmeralda through four closed doors.
What?
Merkel's boner?
Yeah.
What? All right. That was used to be my radio name in college. Merkel's boner, yeah! All right.
Another one of John from Brian.
Because then you take it out. You can eat it like a popsicle.
Oh, God. Is that connected to the conversation?
No, later.
Oh, it was later. Okay.
Lake Geneva Dan submitted this one of Dave Plyer.
And then we're going to put your organ in there.
Oh, man, I'm nine. That's funny. All right.
Kevin from Iowa emailed this one of you.
Oh, we got to get busy. Oh. All right.
Canadian Bill, Doug in Kansas City, Jesse and Brian J. sent in this one of you.
Going through the back way was always weird, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. All right.
Tom from Bartlett heard this one of Esmeralda.
Do you wear it out?
Okay.
Kathy from Antioch submitted this one of you.
Way to pull that one out, Dan.
Oh, man.
You know, I didn't even realize. You people are filthy.
Why don't we break on that note? Since we're only about halfway through.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you for all the submissions, my lovely listeners. And you all have filthy, filthy minds. And that's why I love you. All right. We're going to take a break here. We got weather and we got traffic. And then more filth and flarn. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context.
Yeah.
Context. Context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context. Context. All right. There it is. We have extra people were really dirty this week, huh, Dan?
Extremely.
Wow. All right. We're about halfway through. We're about halfway through Straight Out of Context. And let's get back into the filth.
Hawk of May emailed this one of Wendy.
There's no place to lick him.
Whoa. Wow. All right.
Trucker Tim heard this one of Violetta Podramatic.
It's really preference. I don't like too big of
All right.
Brian submitted this one of John Williams.
So they had a hoo-ha for her upstairs. A big surprise hoo-ha.
What the hell was that? You're talking about Marlene?
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations, Marlene. 50th anniversary here at the station and working for WGN. She's one of the greatest ladies on the planet. And so good at her job. Can I just say that? Marlene Wells, congratulations on 50 years and your hoo-ha.
Here, here. Right. Don emailed this exchange between Judy Pilek and Ro Khan.
You have the perfect body for it.
Thank you very much.
Very voluptuous.
Mm, that's me.
What? That's just weird is what that is. We got to call HR. All right.
Don also sent in this one of Violetta.
Yeah, someone's got to get your legs and go upside down.
Jeez. Okay.
Scott from Wheaton heard this one of you.
Get this one in real quick. Oh, man. All right.
Eric submitted this exchange between Bill Leff and Steve Bertrand.
Start hitting it immediately and then do not stop hitting it.
Do not stop.
God, oh, man. All right.
Brian in Rockford, Aaron in Aurora, and Harold bring us this one of Violetta.
I try to only look up while I'm going down.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
Jeez. I feel the need to add that she was talking about riding an escalator.
Okay.
Paul emailed this one of you.
There's nothing fun about the sizes of the... It's, when they say it's fun size, it's not fun. Regular or large size, those are fun. I was talking about candy bars, man. I can hear Esmeralda through the walls again. Jeez.
Another one of you from Brian J.
If you do it right, it's really juicy. Oh, man. What the hell was I talking about?
Frying something.
Oh. All right.
Harold sent in this one to John Williams.
2 inches gets our attention around here.
All right.
Kurt heard this one of you.
They don't feel like nuts. What? Oh, Mounds and Almond Joy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. There was nothing dirty about it, people.
Another one of you from Doug.
It was a lovely little package. But talk about my money clip?
Yep.
Okay.
And finally, Mike and G submitted this one of Esmeralda.
Are they yanking?
What? What were you talking about?
I don't even know. I don't know half the time.
Yanking?
That was the torture room sound effect.
Oh.
Right.
Right. Are they yanking? Wow. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your contributions. We could have done the whole show, 3 hours. All right.
spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Like us.
There you go. All right. This is Nick D. Show Spies, where this is where you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. So you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and you send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay. What do we got?
Two clips this week. Spies were Brian and Wild Bill. Peeping Murray and Jane Manzarek were in for Dean Richards. They brought their producer Tom Hush on to talk movies. He's seen a lot of them, and there's a cool reason why. You were quickly mentioned as part of the conversation.
So let's turn into movies. So we switch gears here, because our producer Tom has literally seen every movie that's in the box office.
What?
Yep.
Why?
I can't believe it.
I work at a movie theater.
You're what?
I work at a movie theater.
You're the
guy. Oh, I thought you were hanging out with Nick. You work at a movie theater, really?
You serve popcorn or take tickets?
We do it all. We're a very small movie theater, only four screens.
Okay.
So,
you want to give it a plug? Where is it?
The new 400 Theater in Rogers Park.
Okay.
Oh.
Cheapest tickets in the city of Chicago. No one cheaper.
What and streets?
It's going to be like Pratt and Sheridan.
Okay.
So it's like way up there, right by Loyola University.
Right.
There you go.
That place is great.
400, yeah. It's
so cheap.
It is very cheap.
Tuesdays, it's like $5 for any movie,
yeah,
I believe.
Well, on Tuesdays, that's also the case, I think, at AMC. You can get...
Yeah, but you got to have that membership.
Oh, that's I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got the Stubbs card.
The
I can
paid membership.
I can cut in line. I never, by the way, I wanted to say this. I have the Stubbs membership card, and I've had it for years. I do not take advantage of the line cutting thing because I don't think it's fair.
That's kind of you.
I'm serious. I always, and when people, you know, people do it, the movie theater, I always wait in the regular line because I think it's fair. I mean, I get discounts on my movie tickets all the time. There's bonus points that you can have. You get, you know, you can buy like popcorn and stuff like that and get like a refill and you get cheap. I don't need to stand in, I don't need to cut in front of somebody. So I don't do that. I want the AMC people to know that I don't do that.
Duly noted.
So, thank you.
Last week, John Williams started playing a game called Non Sequitur of the Day. Sounds a lot like out of context.
Uh-oh.
But clean. Uh-huh. And so he mentioned you.
See, we introduced a very fun game last week called the Non Sequitur of the Day, where we play back something said previously on this fine radio station. If you can tell us the context, sort of tweeze out the non sequitur for us, you win a prize. Yes, a Lou Malnati's pizza. We'll get to that before 3 o'clock. It was something you and Bill and Wendy were talking about a little while ago.
Uh-oh.
So we'll play the non sequitur of the day. Nick DiGilio sort of does a naughty version of that at night. And I saw him recently for the first time in a long time. I said, Nick, how have you been? He goes, yeah. He goes, oh, I hear you all the time. We're always pulling your stuff. I said, what did I say? And then they started to say things that, taken out of context, could be seen differently. Well, we do a different version of that. We'll get to it before 3 o'clock.
Thanks for the acknowledgement, John. By the way, in that, you could pull it for next week's... did you get what he said?
I did.
We pulled your stuff. John said that we're always pulling your stuff. So there you go, John. All right, cool.